Good morning, Audio Boo. I'm having a crafty smoke outside Woodville Working Men's Club this morning. It seems like the best place to have a smoke, really. Working men's clubs are part of my youth. My father grew up in the Amman Valley, and the Working Men's Club was where everything happened. And one of the things I love about the area where I live now, on the border between South Derbyshire and North West Leicestershire, is that this tradition is still maintained, that these clubs are still here. They are a bit old school, they are a bit oldie-worldy. I've certainly on my travels handing out leaflets for Conquer 2 come across people who are adamant that they don't want to have a computer, that they don't want to operate online. And I personally have no problem with that. People of my generation and older did not have ICT at school, and for many of them it's a threat to their way of life. For me personally, I think the current time has to be about encouraging people in the transition, making them feel confident in it, not making them feel scared of it, making them realise that if they need the information, where they can go to get it. One of the key things I'm finding handing out flyers this morning, and indeed as I did yesterday, is the number of people who have just responded so positively to the Conquer 2 concept, the idea of improving and sustaining the local economy. And it's interesting as well, because the best response has been from local retailers, local community groups. When I go into a multinational or a chain store, there's always a question about whether head office is going to allow us to do this. Now, some of them have been really supportive, and I applaud them for that fully. But I think it's interesting that when it comes to supporting something that's about your local economy and the area where you live, the big multinationals, which take most of our money, are not prepared to support small local communities in a meaningful way. And it's kind of buzzing around my head, because Tuesday we went to Leicester to meet CASDER, Cooperative and Social Enterprise Development Agency, and we had a brilliant meeting, and we learnt about a little bit more about the cooperative one-stop shopping in Ibstock, where the community cooperative was set up to try and make sure that money stayed in Ibstock, that it wasn't going out of Ibstock. At the point, it was, you know, only a few pence of every pound was being spent in Ibstock by local residents, and that's now up to well over 60 pence in the pound is spent locally. I think investing where you live, investing in where you live, is going to be paramount in the future. I really do, because if we are constantly dependent on outsourcing, then if those ties and relationships break down, there just isn't going to be provision for us. I'm ranting a bit, I'm going off at a tangent. But it's little things, you know. I've been plugging for At Little Urn, who's a contact of mine on Zero Credit. His cat's gone missing, and I'm thinking, well, would the local Tesco or the local Texaco or the Quick Fit Motors put up an advert for somebody's missing cat? Or a couple of months ago, there was a lady in Birmingham whose granddad had gone walkabout, and we all tweeted that, and fortunately she found him. And when it comes to missing family, missing pets, missing friends, you know, the community is the people that are going to keep their eyes open for that and look after that. And I just want to see a much more integrated, sustainable environment. Conquer 2 is going to achieve this, I know it is. The enthusiasm locally for it is absolutely stupendous, and I'm really looking forward to a week today. Meanwhile, I'm burnt out, and I better get on with handing out some more flyers.